No, it will be more than one, and one minus more than one will be a negative value. Negative value means that the past will approach. And if we are less than C, like we are in this world, then one minus something less than one is a positive value. Then positive answer, it means the time is proceeding towards the future. It's very easy to explain right now. The scientist who is respected in the scientific world, like the prophets are respected in the religious world, he is giving this equation. I got the chance to talk to so many people, and I talked to them about this, and they had no excuse, no justification. They accepted whatever you are saying is 100% all right. So the most modern science of these days is also confirming that a person, that Rasulullah, he went to the skies, to Arsh, to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he came back within fraction of a minute maybe. Now let me give another explanation with an example. In our villages, the farmers normally go to the fields straight after Salatul Fajr. Even at the time of Azan, they listen Azan, they make prayer, and they go, because they want to plow their land right before the sun rises too high and it becomes hot. So they go in their field and start plowing the land. No, they work for 4 hours, 5 hours, and when the sun rises and it's time, for example, 10 o'clock, then their wives, they make breakfast for them, and they take the breakfast with them, and they fetch this breakfast to these people in the field. Now this person is hungry, is thirsty, is looking for his wife when she is coming to bring food for me. No, he is looking here and there. No, as soon as he looks towards the wife, he stops the bulls then and there, first takes the food and does something else. Now the person, he was a poet, he made a poetry in Punjabi language. He said, Pea long da lashkara te haliyane hal rok le. That when the farmer, the husband, looked at the nose, reflection of the nose stud of the wife, he stopped all the bulls and then wanted to see his wife. It was all the same. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saw my beloved one has come to me, he stopped all the time where it was. And when the communication, it stopped, and Rasulullah came back, again the time started from there. It's very easy to understand. Now there are some secrets why Rasulullah, he had the opportunity to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opportunity of Miraj. Let me just briefly tell all of this. Number one, that in this world, Jibreel alayhi salam was coming and conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. So the message was conveyed through Jibreel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through a messenger. But every lover wants that there should be an opportunity. I want to speak with my beloved one face to face, one-on-one basis. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the opportunity to go upon the arsh and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one-to-one basis. Second one, the Quraysh, they said that how is a prophet, he cannot do something magic, something special. He is a simple person living with us. He is the son of Abdullah and the husband of this and the brother of member of this house and this tribe. So we know him. How he can be the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that when I will give my beloved Prophet the opportunity to go up to the sky and come back in a small short time, then these kuffar will get the proof. So when Rasulullah told them that I went to Masjid Aqsa, they came in the masjid and they said, okay, tell us how the Masjid Aqsa is made up. Rasulullah replied that in the beginning, I was amazed how I will answer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just took away all the distance in between me and Masjid Aqsa. I was just looking at Masjid Aqsa and telling them what they were asking from me. Now the third secret was that the angels, they are too many. On each and every sky, there are angels. The sky is filled with the angels. They are so many that they are born on the sky. They will remain on the sky. Some of them, they are in the state of Qiyam. Some in the state of Ruku. Some in the state of Sajda. So they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. Whoever is on the arsh, then he cannot discontinue his zikr and ibadat. وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. There is no iftar for them. Continuously making ibadat. Now these malaika, they never got the chance to see the beloved Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, okay, let me give these angels a chance to see who is my beloved Prophet. So I want to show my beloved Prophet to all these angels. Then the fourth one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that all the prophets came before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although my beloved Prophet is superior than all of them, but there should be some instance where there should be a proof for that. So that's why he ordered all the prophets to come to Masjid Aqsa, and Rasulullah he led the prayer. So it was proved that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the imam of all the prophets as well. He is not only the prophet of this ummah, He is the prophet even for the anbiya, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He got a promise from the anbiya that if you will go and my beloved prophet will come, so will you accept him? And they accepted. They made a promise that if your beloved prophet will come, we will accept him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give the proof. Then the fifth one, that the Quraysh Makkah, they talked to the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, whatever wealth he wants to get, we are going to give him, so he should stop whatever message he is giving to the people. Allah wanted to say, oh, they are offering you some wealth, oh my beloved Prophet, you come to me and let me show you the treasure what I have on the sky. So that was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the opportunity of going to Miraj. And then there was an objection made by the Nasara. They used to say, our Prophet is superior. According to you, he went on the sky. And your Prophet did not get the chance. So our Prophet is superior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, okay, let me take my Prophet to the arsh, even higher than the sky, so that everyone should know that my beloved Prophet is afzal from any other Prophet. Then, normally we people, we make our prayer, but we have not seen our Lord whom we are making the prayer, for whom we are making the prayer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that there should be at least someone who should get the opportunity to see me, and then he will be the person who will be offering the prayer, whereas he has seen his Lord in this world. So Rasul Sam, he was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who offered the prayer in a condition of heart that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know what will be the situation and feeling of his sajda. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that on the day of judgment, my beloved Prophet will make shafaat for all the people. Now, if you have never been to a journey, to a cruise, and you go for the first time, you are maybe in a panic condition yourself because it's your first experience. And sometimes you miss the opportunity. You are supposed to do something, but you do not do because it's first time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, O my Prophet, let me take to you the skies. You can see the paradise, see what's happening in the hell. So then, on the day of judgment, when all the mankind will come to me, then you will be proper person to make shafaat for all of them because you will know what's happening in the hell. And then the last one, 10th one, that ulama have written that once there was a communication between earth and sky. The sky said, I am superior to you. The earth said, I am superior to you. Sky said, I have stars on me. Earth said, I have the companions of Prophet with me. It's long. A big story written by some of the ulama. So at the end, the earth said that I have the beloved Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on me. In return, what you have? And the sky had nothing to say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, okay, let me invite my Prophet. He will climb up to the sky and the sky will say, now me and you are equal. Allah. Now there are one, two small points. Let me conclude on that. Number one, when Rasulullah he got this opportunity of going to Miraj, what was the condition? There was opposition from everyone, from people of Makkah, people of Taif, every single person except few Muslims, he was the enemy. So Rasulullah had to bear a lot of mental stress. So he had to bear this stress. When he bore this hardship and withstood it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the opportunity to go for Miraj up to the sky. It means when someone is depressed to a point, which is the least point, last point, down to the earth, and still he keeps patience, then that is the time when he is going to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes in our life, we face same situation. For example, we made the nikah of our daughter to a family. Now all the members of the family, they have some special habits, and they just give a stress to this younger. Now this younger feels, I am unfit in this house. So we have seen that within few days, she starts saying, we can break this relationship. No, it should not be like that. Make sabr. Everyone is your enemy, or anyone is just prepared to tease you, to punish you, to give you pain. If we will remain there with patience, a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the environment, the hearts of these people, and the same girl can become the sweetheart for every member of the family. And it happens. So we should keep patience. It is the lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more point. If we are making our namaz on the grassy ground, then ulama, they have written that if the grass is long and the person, he just touches his forehead on the top of the grass, his sajda is not complete. Why? He touched the grass, but they will say no. His sajda will be complete when he will press his forehead until he will feel the solid earth down. Then his sajda will be complete. Why this condition has been put? The condition has been put because this person has taken his head so much down that there is no other limit to the extreme. He took his head to the extreme level in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why this is the way, this is the situation in which this person is in the condition of miraj in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is bande ne apne sar ko jhukane ki intaha kar di, mere malik ne is bande ko uthane ki intaha kar di. That's why it has been told, as-salatu mirajul mu'min. So when mu'min is in the state of sajda, it is the time when he is more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that when someone is depressed, when someone is feeling down, this is the time when he is going to get more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, today, we should try to make a dua. Oh Allah, we could not see you, but give us a heart which can offer the prayer as if we are looking at you in this world. It's imagination. But in Hadith Jibreel, it has been said, Anta'budallaha ka annaka tara. You should make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such a feeling as if you are looking toward your beloved Lord. Why should make we dua, this dua at this time? Now again, a secret for the tulaba. When you say something appropriate to the circumstances, it pleases everyone. You know, sometimes we are eating food and some person, he says something, so each one of can smile and enjoy it. Oh, this person, he talked something right up to the moment. That's why the du'as which are sunnah, they are regarding the environment. For example, when we look toward the mirror, we make du'a, Allahumma hassin khalqi, khulqi kama hassan ta khalqi. Oh Allah, as you made my body beautiful, make my personality beautiful. So it means that the meanings of the dua, they are just according to the circumstance. Similarly, so many other duas, if you just concentrate on the meaning, you will find this, that each and every dua is according to the situation, circumstance, so the dua is made. And same is the secret, that when a person makes dua at appropriate time, then his dua is easily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now proof from Quran. Please, for few minutes, just listen very attentively. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he left Maryam in the masjid. She was in itikaf, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day, and he left some food with Maryam. But when he stayed there for a long time, he thought that the food will be finished and maybe I have to go back to feed Maryam with new food. So as soon he entered inside the masjid, kullama dakhala alaiha zakariya al-mihrab wajada indaha rizqa. He found rizq, fruit, off-season fruit in front of Maryam. He was surprised to look that. He asked, Ya Maryam, anna laki haza? Oh Maryam, where from you got this fruit? She said, Huwa min indillah. Inna Allah yarzuku man yasha'u bi ghayri hisab. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give anyone whatever he wants. Now this was the time when a thought came in the mind of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, that, oh Allah, if you can give off season fruit to Bibi Maryam, I am old, but still I want to have a son. This son will be an off season fruit for me. So that's why he raised his hand and he made dua, oh Ya Allah, give me a son. Hunalika da Zakariya Rabba, Rabbi Habli, Milladun Kazuriyatan Tayyiba. Because the dua was made at proper time, opportunity, circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of the Prophet. He might be making this dua since years long, from his youth time, but now is being accepted at this time. So now this is the night in which we are remembering that Rasulullah, he went for Miraj. So this is proper night when we should make dua. Oh Allah, when we pray in front of you, give us the feeling of the heart that we should worship you, make our namaz in such a condition as if we are looking towards our beloved Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then on the day of judgment, namaz will be the first amal which will be examined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now normally what happens? That when the students, they have to write the exam, they try to explain the first question in a very beautiful manner so that the examiner should have a good impression. And then he will watch the other question with very sympathetic way. Now this is the first action which will be presented on the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why not we should make an effort to improve the situation of our namaz, the feelings of our namaz, so that on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at our namaz, he will become happy. My humble servants made namaz with the feeling of heart which was required from him, so I am going to forgive all the sins of his life. It's a rule. When two friends have to see each other, they prepare for the opportunity. Even a person has to see some officer, he prepares for the occasion. He takes bath, wears good cloth, takes his file and goes for the meeting. When the husband is coming, wife prepares that my husband is coming in my house, I should take bath, have good dress and make the house clean, cook the food, and we should wait for the husband, he is coming. Similarly, a time is going to come, which will be the day of judgment, when we are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we prepared for the occasion? If we ask from our heart, maybe the answer can be no. So if we have not prepared for the occasion, this night we should offer 2 rakat salatul tawbah and make a firm commitment. Oh Allah, whatever blunders I have committed, today I am making true tawbah, and onward I am making a firm commitment that I will lead my lifetime according to your commandments and the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ. Oh Allah, make it easy for me and help me to be a practicing Muslim. We will make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to get prepared for the day of judgment and to lead a good life, a life of Muslim, a life of practicing Muslim today onward. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.